This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, October 15th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, entering the third week of a government shutdown, Democrats say they are not intimidated by President Donald Trump's efforts to fire thousands of federal workers or by his threats of more firings to come. The upper chamber again rejected a Republican bill to open the government. The vote today, the ninth time the GOP plan has failed. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said that the layoffs are a mistaken attempt to sway Democratic votes. His House counterpart, Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, said the administration's intimidation tactics are not working and will continue to fail. Well, a federal judge temporarily barring the federal government from conducting reductions in force while the government is shut down. That according to unions suing the government over the RIFs. According to the Washington Post, senior U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston said the court that, quote, the evidence suggests that the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management have taken advantage of the lapse in government spending and government functioning to assume all bets are off, that the laws don't apply to them anymore. Farm state GOP lawmakers pushing back on the administration's trade approach in a closed-door meeting with top Trump trade official today, that according to multiple participants. Among the issues discussed with the U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer during the lunch with Republican senators were the administration financial support for the Argentinian economy, tariffs on critical farm inputs, and China's retreat from U.S. ag purchases. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley said he was among the senators that raised agriculture issues with Greer, but did not name others. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky told AgriPulse after the meeting, one senator questioned whether the administration could provide relief to farmers by lifting tariffs on inputs like fertilizer. Several specific commodities also featured among the discussion, according to Senator Jerry Moran. He told AgriPulse that soybeans, grain, sorghum, potatoes, all significant topics. Shares of soybean exporters and processors rose today after President Trump threatened retribution over China's decision not to buy crop from American farmers. Bunge Global stock surged 11%, according to Dow Jones Market data. Bunge, the S&P's best-performing stock of the afternoon. Archer Daniels Midland gaining 1.4%. Trump brought up soybeans on a Truth Social post this week, saying, I believe that China purposely not buying our soybeans and causing difficulty for our soybean farmers is an economically hostile act. Well, the American Soybean Association issuing a statement today calling on the Trump administration to resolve trade differences with China. As trade negotiations continue deep into harvest season, we continue to hope that discussions can get back on track and restore our market access to the China market. ASA also calling for the EPA to finalize higher fuel blending requirements for renewable fuels in 26 and 27, as well as a plan proposed last month to reallocate blending volume small refineries are exempted from toward larger refineries. The ASA said, quote, we urge the administration to finalize this proposal and continue to champion biofuel production using U.S. soybean oil. Brazil's Conabe has come out with their estimate for the 25-26 corn crop, another large one at close to 139 million metric tons. They suggest Brazil's corn exports will be up sharply from last year. They forecast another record soybean crop at 177.6 million metric tons. A poll of analysts suggests that the U.S. corn harvest is 44% done and that the soybean harvest is now 58% complete. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.